you weren't just the announcer, you also did production and other duties at Katy while you were there?
I had a production shift from 2 until 5 p.m., and it was a very busy time because Katy was very productive, and the salespeople would bring in lots of copy or advertising scripts that I had to produce for commercials. And I remember producing maybe 20 commercials a day for days on end and never thought much about it. You know, we'd put a 7-inch reel on the machine, and by the time I was done in 3 hours, I'd fill that tape full of produced commercials. And it was very challenging, and so you had to learn. You couldn't have a bad day. You just had to be productive and get the work done. And that's where you also learn to have good relationships with the salespeople coming in, and also being able to relate well to, you know, the client who is expecting you to deliver the goods.
Did you sell too?
I never did. I did do
not
later.
For Katy.
Not for Katy. When I went back to KIML some years later, I became a salesperson and eventually a sales manager, which also built up some of my skills. I was kind of one of the last of the combo men. I kind of felt where I could do everything in the station, including the engineering piece. It was just nice to being able to tap those skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I think stations to be successful had to tap people who could, what we call nowadays, cross-train. You know, you had to be able to do a lot of stuff and have a good attitude and want to do it.
Katy was an interesting training ground as well. You had a lot of people that had a lot of experience for this little small-town radio station. Talk about some of the people who were there while you were there, if you can remember.
Well, I remember Jock, of course. Jock was a good model because he was excellent voice, excellent production person, very creative guy. Had a lot of fun when he was in the station. And I think that was, we caught a lot of that spirit. I remember Doc Mueller quite a way. He was doing the mornings. And Free for All, was that the show that he was doing? And so he was very concerned for the public affairs side of the station, which just improved the connection between the station and the community. I remember those folks a lot. Bob Coleman is kind of one of my really quiet, silent mentors. He was such an excellent sports announcer, as well as having a great voice and a great presence, you know, in the booth, whether he's doing play-by-play or actually on the air as well. And I remember early on, I think I might have replaced him, not replaced him, but I came on after him, and he would always give me encouragement in my earlier days at Katy. So he was a very good mentor without actually kind of knowing it. There was just such good talent there.
Did you do play-by-play in sports?
I did. I did, not at Katy, but I did at KIML. Those were back in the days before girls sports, before you had to cover girls sports. And I thought it was a good thing to do for the community. And I got in trouble a lot trying to promote girls' sports. But I will tell you this, it was one of the best things that I ever did for the community, is because I became the friend for every father in town. And girls' sports were just beginning to come on board. And I realized that for a lot of kids in school, in high school, coaching is sometimes the only way you're going to reach a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. And that was their doorway to success or getting out of town or whatever. So I did that for free. I enjoyed doing it, got my expenses paid, very hard work, took a lot of focus to become a play-by-play announcer. And then I also did, I covered girls and boys swimming and girls volleyball, which is very difficult, by the way, I might say, to do play-by-play. So another set of skills, but it was all about doing what you needed to do to help the community.
Larry Wakefield was the manager when you were there?
Your thoughts
about Larry?
Larry was a challenging guy to work for, and I remember he was always calling staff meetings. And the staff meeting was really about one person who had some issues with him. And I would always talk to him on the side and says, "Well, Larry, why did we have that meeting?" When it was really about one person, but that was just his style. He got everybody in the room to do things. He took direction from me fairly well, and I kind of appreciate the fact that he listened when I asked him to do certain things. He took me to task on a lot of stuff, but I always knew that when I did a good job and when he said so, it meant something.
In the period of time that you were there, did you do anything on the FM side, or were you primarily on Katy?
I was mostly Katy. I think when KY was doing automation, you know, I was tending to that. They hadn't gone live. I might have sat in on a Gold Rush show or something like that when they had that, but I don't think I did much on KY. I do remember when they made that, they redid the studios and they painted them blue and black, and it was fabulously beautiful. But if you know anything about color, it was perfectly set for the easy listening format. It would literally put you to sleep in the studio.
So they hadn't gone to rock and roll or any. They were still playing the easy listening. That's
correct.
MOR.
That's correct. It was still the easy listening, the automation programming that they had. The opera, I think, they did on Saturdays. That's what I kind of remember. I mean, I did use the studios to produce in, but that's all I did.
So after a year and a half, Kimmel calls you back, huh?
Well, it was interesting is that I went and had a beer with my former boss and made him a deal. He couldn't refuse. And I actually got him to hire a good friend of mine at the same time, two for the price of one, and I became his new morning announcer. He had an announcer that was retiring to go into business in town, needed a new person. Of course, I had been there before, so I became a morning announcer, and that's where an announcer really works the hardest, I think, doing the morning shift. And my job was to get people up and out, off to work, and I did that for 3 years, and that's all I did. I lived that job probably 60, 80 hours a week, and I that's where I did the sales and also did the play-by-play. But being a morning announcer meant you had the highest listeners. And
you made the big bucks.
Well, from sales, I made the big bucks. Yeah, that was my most rewarding time, probably, was being the morning announcer coming back. And I was sorry to leave Katie in a way. Radio people tended to move around quite a bit anyway. There was just some opportunities financially that I, mm-hmm. and that was the town that I went to high school with, and I knew it pretty well. And I couldn't, but I've been fond of my memories there. I still think that year and a half was some of the best of my young adult life.